Welcome to Red, White, and Brown, the podcast that discusses the interesting upbringing of Desi American immigrants and what happens when Eastern cultures meet the Western world. I'm Sophia.
And I'm Prereq, and we're both first-generation Desi Americans. Today we're going to dive a little deeper into a social media trend that's been taking the internet by storm, Sophia. It's this whole gonna tell my kids trend. And have you heard of it?
Yeah, I have. Basically, it's memes with a photo and then something untrue but funny that you would tell your kids about the photo.
Yes, and it's basically in every meme that I've been seeing. So what we're going to do is talk about these memes because I think they reveal a lot about who we Desis are right now and also what we experienced in the past. And ultimately, I think they also talk a bit about what we might ultimately be thinking about in terms of the future. So it's all like in one nice platter, and that's why I think these memes are great. So let's go over them. All of our notes are going to include these memes, so make sure you reference the show notes if you want to see them, but we'll obviously describe them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you and I both picked out some that were our favorites,
yep.
And we both don't entirely know each other's. So why don't you get us started? What was your first meme that you liked that was under the whole gonna tell my kids thread?
Okay, so my first one that I liked is from The Office. And it's a photo of Kelly Kapoor and Ryan, and it says, "Gonna tell my kids this was Nick and Priyanka."
Oh, I saw this one. This one is hilarious.
So, for those of you who don't know, Kelly and Ryan were a couple on The Office where Ryan is white, Kelly is Indian, and the relationship was just so funny because Kelly was so obsessed with Ryan, and Ryan could not have cared less about her.
Well, technically not true, because there were some episodes where Kelly was with another guy, and Ryan got super jealous.
Yeah, but he, like, still didn't care.
I don't know. I feel like, I think Ryan definitely doesn't care as much as Kelly does, but it's obvious that when he doesn't have Kelly, he may care. But continue.
I don't know. It was a super toxic relationship, but it was so funny to watch on screen, right? Because The Office is obviously a comedy show, and the directors made it really entertaining. So, yeah. So you know about this couple as well.
Yeah, and I love The Office. I've watched it literally three times over, including once in the past month. And it's amazing in every single way. And I think the one thing that's really different about The Office is, like, I feel like it was the first time I saw a brown person on screen who didn't have an accent and also made me feel kind of, like, pretty proud to be like, oh, wow, like, look, we're actually doing this thing, you know?
That's so funny because I feel like Kelly Kapoor was not the best, like, token Indian.
Yeah.
But she was, yeah, she didn't have an accent. She was totally, like, westernized. So I agree with you. I mean, Mindy Kaling in general, I think, was one of the first Desis in, like, popular Western media.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, anyways, I feel like Nick and Priyanka get kind of a lot of criticism from the public. And, like, their relationship is somewhat of a joke.
Wait, so you're now referencing the fact that Kelly and Ryan were being compared to Nick and Priyanka, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I think basically Nick and Priyanka's relationship has sort of been made into a joke. Like, there's a lot of memes about their relationship.
And for then anyone who doesn't know, Nick Jonas, yes, one of the Jonas Brothers, married Priyanka Chopra, who is a big shot Bollywood actress.
Yes, and, like, she is the bigger celebrity in
exactly,
that couple.
Exactly, exactly.
But yeah, I doubt there's anyone listening who doesn't already know
that's
that.
True. I agree.
But just in case, yeah, I just thought it was like, it was a funny comparison.
Absolutely. I think it's definitely quite interesting. I didn't think of it quite that way because I was thinking of it more superficially. I think you took it to the next level, which is great because that's the type of analysis we look for here on Red, White, and Brown. Me, I was mostly just making the connection of Nick and Priyanka are a pretty big interracial couple, especially like brown, white, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So I think we, at least the general public, assume Nick and Priyanka would be like the first interracial couple. But this meme was kind of a reminder like, yo, this was the original Nick and
yeah.
Priyanka. In case you didn't know, they did it that's back when it was cool. Back when it wasn't
well,
cool.
Back when it wasn't cool.
I'm glad we had the Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra discussion either way early. My meme is actually, it's another gonna tell my kids. And the caption here is gonna tell my kids that this was Fast and Furious, the movie. And the picture that's attached to it is the poster for Doom, the movie. And
is this the first one? The first Doom,
yeah, with Abhishek Bachchan. Well, Abhishek Bachchan isn't all of them, but with John Abraham and Isha Dale and all of them.
Oh my gosh.
So Doom is a movie, basically a massive crazy car chase around finding a villain. And that's John Abraham and Abhishek Bachchan's the cop. The reason I think I love this so much is because we've talked about Doom before,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically like one of my favorite movies, and comparing this to Fast and Furious, kind of makes the perfect sense, because I think it has a very, Fast and Furious has a very prominent place in American culture as like the racing movie. Mm-hmm. And Doom also has a prominent place in Indian culture about being the racing movie. And there is a Doom 1, 2, and 3, just like there is a Fast and Furious. I don't know how many there are.
Oh, wait, I have not even seen Fast and Furious, and I didn't even know it was about racing.
It's about, like, racing cars or something, I think. I haven't watched it either.
It's super famous, yeah. We should look into that.
So why do I love this? There's three main reasons. One, it reinforces the importance of Bollywood, right, for a lot of Desis. Like, we didn't watch Fast and Furious growing up, whereas
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah. Another, like, person in the U.S. may have, but we watched Doom. That was our Fast and Furious. Right? And I think in general, there's just so much in Bollywood that's encapsulated about our culture, and this is just like one of the things about it. And the second thing I like about this is, I think more broadly, this just kind of goes to show, like, if you go through a lot of these Gonna Tell My Kids memes, they just make references to Bollywood movies, like so many of them.
They do, yeah.
And so I think, as I said, it just reinforces just how important Bollywood is for us. And we already had an episode on that. So I think we've already hit that note. What do you think?
I totally agree. I also will add on to this. Bollywood does copy Hollywood a lot. And not just Hollywood, like other countries, like film industries as well.
Really?
Yeah, like a lot of the music is taken from like Arab music.
Really?
Yes.
Did not know that.
Yeah, like a lot of the beats and tunes and stuff. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we also talked about this before, Sophia, but I think what else makes this meme so damn funny is if you've watched Fast and Furious trailers, you'll know that Fast and Furious is like a very serious franchise. Like, it's so badass. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because Doom, while it is like a quote unquote badass movie, it's still a Bollywood movie, which means like all the stunts are like overly dramatic.
Yeah.
There's still Bollywood songs. Even when they're like trying to shoot someone, the like bullet goes in slow motion. Yeah. And like pierces through five different layers of fascia before it like kills the guy. You know, so I think that's what makes it funny, because even the most badass Bollywood movie isn't really even close to like
a badass Hollywood movie. It's not even close. Yeah.
And that's why it's funny, because it's like we're comparing Doom to Fast and Furious when Doom is still like...
Like, Doom is a joke compared to Fast and Furious. Yeah, exactly.
I love Doom. I think, honestly, I would probably watch it over Fast and Furious, but if you're trying to compare the two, it's just funny that you would put those two in the same tier.
It's definitely funny. That's why the meme is funny, right? Because like when you see a Desi movie like Doom and it's trying to be like really serious, but then there's these like overly dramatic stunt scenes, it like takes away from the seriousness and it just makes it like funny.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah, but I think we buy into that, right? Like we were such Bollywood fanatics, and anyone who watches Bollywood is so into it that like we kind of accept that like even the most badass Bollywood movies are gonna be like soft ass.
Yeah, it's so true. And I feel like here, though, like, since we've seen, like, Western films and TV and stuff,
mm-hmm.
those dramatic scenes are just, like, funny to us, and they kind of take away from the seriousness. But I wonder if, like, Desis who are actually in, like, India or Pakistan would find those dramatic effects, like, realistic, almost, and, like, you know?
Maybe, yeah. I would agree. So, you're okay with me moving on to my next
yes,
meme?
Yes, do the next one.
So, I have another Gonna Tell My Kids meme. And I love this one so much, I can't contain my excitement. So, again, the caption is just, gonna tell my kids that this is Starbucks. And underneath it is, like, a chaiwala pouring, like, a chaiwala on the streets of India, probably, like, pouring chai. And so, basically, he's, like, has one cup in a hand that's, like, above his head, and he has the second cup, like, below, near his waist, and he's, like, pouring chai just perfectly, symmetrically from one cup to the other over what seems to be about, like, 4 feet, if not more than that. And it's like just perfect. It's like a perfect straight shot trajectory. It's like a physics problem on steroids. And why do I love this meme?
It's like burning hot chai. Yeah. Like, not to mention.
Yeah, this is like real chai.
This is dangerous here. Yeah.
This isn't like some of this like American chai. This is like homemade brown ass chai on the streets of India, burning. You can see the steam in the photo. And I think this is just so funny, because I think it just shows the amount of talent and perfection that you can find in Desi life, at least on the streets,
mm-hmm,
right?
Because mm-hmm.
this is just one example, but it's obvious that based on this photo, this guy has been making chai for like at least 80 years, and he's probably only 30 years old, because it's just amazing. And I don't know if you've seen this, but there's also like videos of just random street sellers on India who are very, very good at what they do, because they mm-hmm. just partake this very small niche. Like, for example, there was a guy who, like, sold vegetables, and someone videotaped him, and he knew how to say all of the vegetables in, like, all the different languages.
Oh,
it was mind-boggling. And so I think it just goes to show that in India, because these street vendors are selling just a small fraction of, like, whatever the economy is, mm-hmm. they have to be very, very good at what they do for them to make a living.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I feel like, you know, here in the U.S., it's like, if you're not in some high-powered job, it's not as well-respected. But even just, like, selling tea or vegetables, like, in that environment, there's so much competition that even to, like, make a living selling one thing, yeah. like, you have to be so talented, I
exactly.
feel like.
Exactly. And that's why I think this compares this chaiwala to Starbucks, right? Because that's kind of what we have here. Mm-hmm. We have big conglomerates, we have big chains, and that's what we kind of hold as the gold standard. Yeah. Whereas, at least from my experience in India, there are still chains, but mm-hmm. because there's so many more stalls outside, that mm-hmm. brings competition up, prices down, so people bring their business to people on the streets because it's cheaper.
Yeah, and you just have to be, like, so good to exactly. even, like, make a living.
And so
like.
Then, if you're the guy selling on the street, you got to figure out a way to make sure what you're doing is impeccable. And yeah. that's just what this guy shows.
With but that's not, like, the service culture in the subcontinent, I think, is, like, much more of a big deal than it is here. Like, you don't really get that good service here.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go, I exactly. feel like. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's nothing compared to, I think.
It's more personal, like, in India, at least. I remember, like, from my uncle who lives there, like, everyone would know his name for mm-hmm. all the shops he went to. Like, they'd yeah. build these personal collections. And yeah. here it's not the case.
Or, like, you go into a shop over there and, like, someone will give you tea, like, all this stuff. Like, has anyone ever given you anything
no.
in, like, a store here?
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that just goes to show the comparison. And the second broad theme that I think this reveals is, like, the aspect of chai, that's just so yeah. important. And I love that because it says Starbucks, right? So Starbucks in American life is like coffee. It's synonymous with coffee. We all mm-hmm. drink Starbucks to start our day. But in this case, because we're comparing Starbucks to this chaiwala, that's kind of what we're saying is important for, like, the Desi culture, which is, like, yeah. chai. You wake up, chai. Like, someone's coming over, chai. Someone wants to go to sleep, chai. Like, you're doing something at 3 a.m., chai. Like, any time we want to do something, it's all about chai. And so I think it's crazy because that's kind of synonymous to Starbucks here, right? Mm-hmm. 3 a.m., you need to work. Where do you go? Starbucks. 2 a.m., you want to, like, have a coffee, go to Starbucks. Yeah. Like, you wake up in the morning, you want to study, go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of what I got.
I agree. And I feel like the Western world has obviously adopted it, and, like, chai tea lattes are a thing and whatever, but it'll never be as good as the original.
So. Exactly.
We should have a lot of pride in that, I think.
I love our chaiwalas.
Okay.
Which one do you want to go?
Let me do one. So the next one that I like is a photo of Hrithik Roshan from Goy Mil Gaya.
Nice.
And he's in this sweater vest looking super nerdy. And it says, gonna tell my kids this was Albert Einstein.
Oh, wow. Lovely.
It's so funny because, like, if you look at the meme, he literally does look like a scientist. He looks so nerdy, Bichara.
Bichara? Did you say Bichara?
Yeah, he does. I mean, so as context, in the film, Hrithik Roshan is, like, an intellectually disabled young man, and he, like...
This is in the film Goy Mil Gaya.
Yeah. And he, like, falls in love with this girl... who doesn't reciprocate, and then, like, in the craziest turn of events, they somehow communicate with aliens who come down to Earth, and one of the aliens, like, enhances Hrithik Roshan's mind and physical capabilities, so he's essentially, like, no longer intellectually disabled. And then he, like, turns hot and gets the girl.
If you were pitching that as a movie to me, I'd just be like, this is the stupidest idea I've ever heard. And then you look at, like, Goy Mil Gaya, and it's, like, a billion-dollar box office yes. movie. Because this movie was that good.
Isn't that so funny?
Yeah, exactly.
It, like, sounds so crazy. I couldn't even say it without laughing, because the plot is just so unrealistic.
Yeah.
And the funniest part is that this is not a movie that was, like, marketed as, like, a sci-fi movie. This is just, like, a normal, like... Just a normal Bollywood movie. And, like, there are dramatic things that happen in Bollywood movies all the time.
Yeah.
But I feel like this plot is even more dramatic than normal.
Well, I mean, it's not even dramatic. It just, as I said,
if you were going to pitch that
to me, that was just ridiculous.
I know. And the fact that this movie did so well just speaks to, like, I feel like in Desi culture, how tightly people, like, hold on to hope.
Yeah.
And... if you're living, like, a difficult life and movies are your only escape, which I think is the case for a lot of Bollywood lovers, especially in the subcontinent, it kind of makes sense that this movie did really well, you know? Like, it won so many Filmfare awards and all that.
I think you're right, yeah. Like, Bollywood movies make a sell because they kind of show underdogs almost all the time mm-hmm. succeeding. And that's kind of what we all probably see ourselves as at one point or another in our lives, right? Like the underdogs who hoping to win.
That's true. Do you see yourself as an underdog?
I don't know. I mean, whenever you face a challenge,
I feel like people would like laugh at us if we were like, yeah, we're the underdogs.
No,
we're
really
not.
We all have challenges, right?
We all
and
have
I think like that's
yeah.
the part where Bollywood movies do come in handy, because regardless of what our challenges are, they're internal to ourselves, but in one way or another we can relate to these movies.
Yeah. No, that's true.
But I think we may have moved from the main point of this, which was comparing Hrithik Roshan to Albert Einstein.
Yes, which I think is just a really funny comparison, because the directors or producers or whatever of this film, they made him look kind of like Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
I just think it was like visually funny. Make sure you click the link in the show notes. But also the other thing is that I think it is so funny that they picked Hrithik Roshan to play this character, because they're trying to pick someone to look nerdy. And, like, he's one of the best-looking Bollywood actors. Like, that's, like, picking...
Are you saying nerds can't be attractive, Sophia? It's messed
no,
up, man.
That's not what I'm saying. But it's literally the equivalent of picking Miss America to play the role of someone who you want to look super nerdy. Like, what? I don't know. I feel like it speaks to the broader issue of, like, Bollywood setting unbelievable beauty standards, but
that's different
just
episode.
Me. Yeah, that's like a whole episode in
I like
itself,
that, though.
So let's move on to the next
okay.
meme.
Okay, I like that one. That was a good discussion. All right, let me do my last meme.
Yes.
So, again, it's, like, gonna tell my kids, and this one just says, gonna tell my kids that this was Gordon Ramsay, and then underneath it is the picture of the, famous man,
Sanjeev Kapoor,
the man, the myth, the legend. Do you know this guy?
Yeah, Kana Khazana.
Who doesn't know this homie? So basically, Sanjeev Kapoor, for anyone who has no fortune of having watched him, was a guy who hosted this show called Kana Khazana on ZTV, which like ran from 2000 to... No, it started in 1993, actually, and ended in 2012. So there were like around like 649 episodes, and the general gist was like Sanjeev Kapoor would just go and make stuff in a kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of like that was it. Like, I mean, it's kind of like what every Food Network show is, but I think he was just the Bollywood or the Indian form.
Yeah, and they probably didn't have as many Food Network type shows.
Yeah.
So he was just like the main player. I used to watch this when I was young.
Exactly. And you can tell by the fact that this show ran for almost like 20 years that this was a very successful show, 600 episodes. And now this homie like has his own like TV network, which I'll get into.
Oh wow.
But I think the reason that I want to talk about him is because he was a big part of Desi households. Like, my mom doesn't read ever. Like, my mom's not a reader, but she actually bought 5 to 6 books of Sanjeev Kapoor because she was like, this guy is amazing and I want to be just like him. So I don't know. It's amazing because I think one, it reflects the importance of ZTV. Like,
oh my god, ZTV is a staple. Yes. Even after like 40 years of being in America, my dad likes to have like Desi TV playing in the background.
Exactly. Like the Desi channels are like a hallmark of the Desi experience.
Yeah.
Like it's not ZTV for my parents anymore, but they have like another like Indian channel,
Star
that's
Plus
probably,
or something.
Yeah, that's like almost always running downstairs.
Yeah.
And it's funny because if there's one thing that stayed constant from when I was like 2 to like when I'm now, it's the fact that I can go downstairs at 9 p.m. on any day in the last 20 years and it would be like some Hindi serial playing downstairs.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And that's crazy because a lot has changed in those 20 years, but this has been like one of the staples, right? And it reminds you about like, you know, our parents took a risk to come to this country. And so this like TV network was kind of one of their ways of like making sure they had some like...
Yeah, some comfort sort of like
homeland.
Thing to come back home. Yeah. I totally agree. I feel like even like when I one day have kids and stuff, I feel like I would maybe have like some Desi TV playing just so they're like exposed to the language and stuff.
Exactly. And I don't know about
it's
you,
nice.
But like I also had like Bollywood music playing in my car. Like
yeah.
my parents would play Bollywood music so much, which is why I'm a Bollywood fanatic for music.
Yeah.
And so I think the second part about this meme that I love is I don't know how accurate the comparison is between Sanjeev Kapoor and Gordon Ramsay. I don't honestly know Gordon Ramsay. I know Sanjeev Kapoor much better. but I know he. Gordon Ramsay sounds like a dick sometimes. Like, I know he can sometimes be mean. He has his own, like, reality TV shows. But I think Sanjeev Kapoor is a bit more just like a guy who just cooks. So I think that might be the similarity in this reason. So I don't know. But if you're wondering what Sanjeev Kapoor is up to now, he has his own TV channel. It's called Food Food.
Oh my god, that's the most Desi name I could ever think of. Food Food.
Yeah.
And so, that's like the least creative thing I've ever heard.
And yet, I'm sure it's doing phenomenally
well. I'm sure
well.
It is. Yeah. Sanjeev Kapoor does not need my criticism. He's doing just fine without
Sanjeev Kapoor, if you're listening to this, please send us a message. We love you. Anyway, basically, on this TV channel, he has a couple of his own shows and then also just hosts other people's shows. So, nice. Sanjeev Kapoor, moving on to bigger and better things.
Yes. Okay. So, I think we need to wrap up now because it's been a while. So, if you guys want us to keep making this podcast, please, please, please rate, review, subscribe.
5 stars.
Yes, 5 stars only. But most importantly, share this with friends, screenshot, share on Instagram story. Mm-hmm. You guys are our marketing department, so we need you to share this if you want us to continue making this podcast.
You know what would be awesome if this podcast one day becomes a Gonna Tell My Kids meme?
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna tell my kids that this was like What's a Fitness podcast, like how I built this.
Oh my god. Shut up. You're so dumb. Okay, bye you guys. Tune in with us next week, okay? Bye.